Welcome back to Deepest Darkest MS Studios. My name is Andrew McMurray. I'm a technical evangelist for Windows Infrastructure, and you are in the Hybrid Cloud Workloads, HA, and Disaster Recovery course. We are in Module 3, keeping the lights on with Hyper-V Live Migration. Okay, let's get straight into this. Let's talk about virtual machine mobility. Now, in order to maintain optimal use of physical resources and to be able to easily add new virtual machines, IT must be able to move virtual machines whenever necessary without disrupting the business. The ability to move virtual machines across Hyper-V hosts was actually introduced in Windows Server 2008 R2, and this feature was known as live migration. However, this was limited to the VM residing on shared storage being part of a cluster, and multiple VMs couldn't be moved simultaneously. With Windows Server 2012, and subsequently Windows Server 2012 R2, Hyper-V has a number of new and powerful migration capabilities that provide complete flexibility for customers wishing to migrate workloads around their private cloud. So let's look at live migration. Hyper-V live migration involves moving virtual machines from one physical server to another with no impact on virtual machine availability to users. By pre-copying the memory of the migrating virtual machine to the destination server, live migration minimizes the transfer time of the virtual machine. A live migration is deterministic, which means that the administrator or script that initiates the live migration determines which computer is used as the destination for the live migration. The guest operating system of the migrating virtual machine is not aware that the migration is happening, so no special configuration for the guest operating system is needed. After initiating a live migration, the following process occurs. Firstly, live migration setup occurs. During the live migration setup stage, the source server creates a connection with the destination server. This connection transfers the virtual machine configuration data to the destination server. A skeleton virtual machine is set up on the destination server and memory is allocated to the destination virtual machine. Once this is complete, memory pages are transferred from the source node to the destination node. In the second stage of a live migration, the memory assigned to the migrating virtual machine is copied over the network to the destination server. This memory is referred to as the working set of the migrating virtual machine, and a page of memory is 4K in size. For example, suppose that a virtual machine named Test Virtual Machine configured with 1024 meg of RAM is migrating to another server running Hyper-V. The entire 1024 meg of RAM assigned to this virtual machine is the working set of Test Virtual Machine. The utilized pages within the test virtual machine working set are copied to the destination server. In addition to copying the working set of test virtual machine to the destination server, Hyper-V monitors the pages in the working set for test virtual machine on the source server. As memory pages are modified by test virtual machine, they are tracked and marked as being modified. The list of modified pages is simply the list of memory pages test virtual machine has modified after the copy of its working set has begun. During this phase of the migration, the migrating virtual machine continues to run. Hyper-V iterates the memory copy process several times, with each iteration requiring a smaller number of modified pages to be copied. After the working set is copied to the destination server, the next stage of the live migration process begins, and this is where modified pages are transferred. The third stage of a live migration is a memory copy process that duplicates the remaining modified memory pages for test virtual machine to the destination server. The source server transfers the CPU and device state of the virtual machine to the destination server. During this stage, the network bandwidth available between the source and destination servers is critical to the speed of the live migration. Using a 1 gig Ethernet or faster is important because the faster the source server transfers the modified pages from the migrating virtual machine's working set, the more quickly the live migration is completed. The number of pages transferred in this stage is determined by how actively the virtual machine accesses and modifies the memory pages. The more modified pages there are, the longer it takes to transfer all pages to the destination server. After the modified memory pages are copied completely to the destination server has an up-to-date working set for test virtual machine. The working set for test virtual machine is present on the destination server in the exact state it was when test virtual machine began the migration process. The storage handle is then moved from the source server to the destination server. So during the fourth stage of a live migration, control of the storage associated with test virtual machine, such as any virtual hard disk files or physical storage attached through a virtual fiber channel adapter, is transferred to the destination server. The virtual machine then gets brought online on the destination server. So in the fifth and final stage of the live migration, The Destination server now has the up-to-date working set for Test Virtual Machine, as well as access to any storage used by Test Virtual Machine. At this point, Test Virtual Machine is resumed on the Destination server. Finally, we send a message to the network switch. The message causes the network switch to obtain the new MAC address of the migrated virtual machine so that network traffic to and from Test Virtual Machine can use the correct switch port. This whole process completes in less time than the TCP timeout interval for the virtual machine being migrated. TCP timeout intervals vary based on network topology and other factors. So what this effectively means is that we have no downtime whatsoever for that particular VM. All right, so let's look at another feature we have now in Windows Server 2012 R2, and this is live migration with compression. So in Windows Server 2012 R2, there have been a number of performance enhancements that help make the process of live migration faster, more streamlined, and efficient. In larger scale deployments, such as private cloud deployments or cloud hosting provider hybrid cloud deployments, these performance improvements can reduce overhead on the network and CPU usage, in addition to reducing the amount of time for a live migration. Hyper-V administrators can configure the appropriate live migration performance options based on their environment and requirements, and live migration performance options are configured on the host settings in the Hyper-V Manager console or via the setvmhost Windows PowerShell commandlet, and applies to all live migrations initiated from the host. The first of these improvements, live migration compression, is enabled by default and uses spare CPU cycles on the source host to compress the memory that would need to be transferred across to the target host, as described in the previous example. So what we can see here is as the memory content is being sent across the wire, it is being compressed. If a Hyper-V host is heavily burdened with limited available CPU, compression will not be used. However, if the Hyper-V host does utilize the CPU resources to compress the memory, your customers can expect up to a 50% reduction in time taken to live migrate a virtual machine between hosts. So we feel that that's a really big improvement there. Now, not to be confused with moving VMs whilst their virtual disks are stored on an SMB3.0 file share, instead, live migration over SMB is the second of the two performance enhancements to live migration and utilizes technologies from the SMB protocol to accelerate live migration to an even greater extent than that offered by compression. With live migration over SMB, the memory contents of the virtual machine is copied over the network using SMB3.0 as transport. This means that you can take advantage of some key SMB features to accelerate the process. Firstly, as you add more NICs to the host will utilize the SMB multi-channel capability to drive increased performance, whilst providing increased resiliency and redundancy against NIC and path failure. Secondly, should you invest in remote device memory access or RDMA-capable NIC hardware, such as iWarp, ROS, or InfiniBand, SMB Direct can drive the highest levels of migration performance on links that individually can reach as high as 56 gigabits. Network adapters that have RDMA can function at full speed with very low latency using very little CPU. With SMB multi-channel, SMB detects whether a network adapter has the RDMA capability and then creates multiple RDMA connections for that single session, two per interface. And this allows SMB to use the high throughput, low latency, and low CPU utilization offered by RDMA capable network adapters. It also offers fault tolerance if you're using multiple RDMA interfaces. With enough of these RDMA-enabled NICs in a host, all being used for live migration, our internal testing has seen that CPU, disk, and network are no longer bottlenecks. In fact, the bottleneck with such five fast live migration speeds is the memory itself. The next capability we have when it comes to live migration is storage live migration. Now, in Windows Server 2012 R2 Hyper-V, a virtual machine storage could be moved only while the virtual machine was shut down. And in many organizations, having the flexibility to manage storage without affecting the availability of your virtual machine workloads is a key capability. IT administrators need this flexibility to perform maintenance on storage subsystems, upgrade storage appliance firmware and software, and balance loads as capacity is used. Windows Server 2008 R2 allowed you to move a running instance of a virtual machine by using live migration, but you still could not move the virtual machine storage while the virtual machine was running. Hyper-V in Windows Server 2012 R2, however, provides a feature known as live storage migration, which lets you move virtual hard disks attached to a running virtual machine. Through this feature, we can transfer virtual hard disks with no downtime to a new location for upgrading or migrating storage, performing back-end storage maintenance, or redistributing the storage load. You can perform this operation by using a new wizard in Hyper-V Manager or the new Hyper-V Commandlets for Windows PowerShell. And live storage migration is available for both storage area network-based and file-based storage. So when we move a running virtual machine's virtual hard disk, Hyper-V performs the following steps to move storage. Firstly, throughout most of the move operation, disk reads and writes go to the source virtual hard disk. While reads and writes occur on the source virtual hard disk, the disk contents are copied to the new destination virtual hard disk. After the initial disk copy is complete, disk writes are mirrored to both the source and the destination virtual hard disks, while outstanding disk changes are applied. After the source and destination virtual hard disks are synchronized, the virtual machine switches over to using the destination virtual hard disk and the source virtual hard disk is deleted. Just as virtual machines might need to be dynamically moved in a data center, allocated storage for running virtual hard disks might sometimes need to be moved for storage load distribution, storage device services, or other reasons. So updating the physical storage that is available to Hyper-V is the most common reason for moving a virtual machine storage, and we now have this capability in Windows Server 2012 and 2012 R2. Finally, shared nothing live migration. So we've discussed live migration, in addition a number of ways in which Hyper-V in Windows Server 2012 R2 accelerates that process using things like compression, live migration over SMB, etc., etc. We've also discussed the flexibility that storing your virtual disks on SMB shares brings, along with being able to move the virtual disks of running virtual machines without taking the VM down using live storage migration. There is, however, one additional type of live migration that takes the best of all the key capabilities and combines them in such a way as to drive the migration flexibility to its highest, and that is shared nothing live migration. Shared nothing live migration allows the IT administrator to move a running virtual machine and its virtual disks from one location to another simultaneously with no downtime. This unlocks scenarios such as VM migration from standalone host with local storage to standalone host with local storage, or standalone host with local storage to clustered host with SAN storage, or clustered host with SAN storage to different cluster with alternative SAN storage. And these are just some of the flexible migration options that administrators gain through utilizing shared nothing live migration. Now, there's a number of steps involved in the shared nothing live migration process. Firstly, when you perform a live migration of a virtual machine between two computers that do not share an infrastructure, the source server creates a connection to the destination server. The connection transfers the virtual machine configuration data to the destination server. Skeleton virtual machine is set up on the destination server and memory is allocated to the destination virtual machine. Once the configuration data has been successfully transmitted, the disk contents are transmitted using the same methodology as the live storage migration before. After the source and destination virtual machines are completely synchronized, the virtual machine live migration is initiated, following the same process that gets utilized for live migration with shared storage. Once the live migration is complete and the virtual machine is successfully running on the destination server, the files on the source server are deleted. Fantastic. Finally, live migration upgrades. So in previous releases of Windows Server, to move to the next version of the platform incurred downtime for key workloads as the virtual machines were exported from old and imported to new. With Windows Server 2012 R2 Hyper-V, however, we can upgrade from Windows Server 2012 Hyper-V with no virtual machine downtime, enabling more seamless and efficient migration of those key workloads. We should point out, though, that a down-level migration is not supported. Cross-level live migration allows migration between both standalone and clustered hosts, and the process can be fully automated using PowerShell. All right, so what we'll do now is we'll jump into a demo of live migration and see how that works. Okay, so in this particular demonstration, we're going to perform live migrations using TCP/IP compression, and RDMA, and just show you how quick those are. So what we'll do first is we'll click our server and we'll go and have a look at our Hyper-V settings. And in our Hyper-V settings, we have the ability to change the performance options for our live migrations. And if we expand live migrations here and choose advanced features, you'll see that we have the ability to choose TCP/IP, which is uncompressed, compression, which is TCP/IP compressed, and SMB, which will utilize SMB Direct over RDMA. We'll choose SMB here, like so. Now, for the moment, we'll click cancel, and we'll move on and do this in each of the different three methods using PowerShell underneath a demo application. So if we go to our WS1201 box, what we're going to do is we're going to live migrate this particular virtual machine using the different live migration performance options. So let's open up our application here. This is just a live migration demo application that front-ends some PowerShell script being run against these back-end servers. It just makes it easier to understand what's going on. So the first test is going to be TCP/IP between server 2012 and server 2012. So we'll do a start live migration. And you can see that after 2 minutes 91, we'll just check on the virtual machine in Hyper-V, and we can see that the transfer is 53% complete. Now, if we go back to our demo application, it takes around about 17 minutes in order to get this done. Okay, so the next test we're going to do is live migration of server 2012 to server 2012 with compression on. Now, both of these are server 2012 R2 machines. Okay, so let's fire this one off. And you can see we're currently at 2 minutes 52. And if we go across here, you can see that we're 59% complete. Now, if we go across to our Blue 06 machine and check Hyper-V, you can see that this took a grand total of 29.16, so a lot quicker than 56.11 here in this case. Right, now what we're going to do is test 2012 R2 to 2012 R2 using RDMA. So we'll start the live migration off. And you can see that this takes a grand total of 10 minutes. So as we can see, RDMA is able to live migrate the VM in a third of the time compared to TCP/IP compression. And if you look at the amount of time it takes for traditional uncompressed TCP/IP, we really have some serious advancements here in terms of capability. Okay, so that wraps it up for this particular module. Here are your standard resources available to you, Eval Center, Virtual Labs, and MVA. All right, we will see you back bright and early for Module 4. Thanks for coming.